One of the most difficult things to give away is kindness. It comes back to me. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. One of the most difficult things to give away is kindness. It comes back to me. Kindness begins with ourselves, of course, and that's where it ends. It's a circle. And when I am a kindly person, my world is kindly because that's the only way I see it. When I am a kindly person, I see everybody in my world, super people, just wonderful and joyous. And then I love to sing to myself. I love to sing to myself and tell myself how wonderful I am and how wonderful the world is and how wonderful life is and how wonderful everything is. I just love to sing it to myself. And it's amazing what I come up with. This morning as I was walking the path, I was singing to myself and I said, June is busting out all over the meadow and the field. And then I thought, I am spiritually healed. I am spiritually healed every way. I am spiritually healed in the night and the day. I am spiritually healed every way. Oh, I am happy as can be, as I am happy all the time. I am spiritually healed. I am spiritually healed. And so are you. Oh, yes, you are. Whether you know it or not, you are spiritually healed today. Oh my goodness, isn't that wonderful? And you know, anyone can sing that. You don't have to have great bravado to sing it, just a joyous heart. Yes, that's all it takes. I am spiritually illumined. I'm illumined in every way. I'm illumined. Yes, I'm illumined. Yes, I'm illumined. Yes, I'm illumined. I am spiritually illumined every way. Oh, now another one. I am divine in my life. I am divine in my life. I am divine in everything that I find. I am divine in my life. Oh, I follow my divine center. I listen to God within me do. Yes, I do, I do, I do. I listen to God too. I listen right within. And I hear the joyous song of laughter, the joyous song of happiness and kindness. I know I can only think the joyous song when I am singing it along. So make up the song that pleases you and sing it to any tune you choose and take the words and put them right where they belong, deep within your heart. That's where they are already. So, June is busting out all over the meadow and the hill, and it's wonderful, it's wonderful, it's wonderful, it's wonderful, and I am so happy to be here. You see, one of the most difficult things to give away is kindness. And I start singing, and I am great, I'm fantastic, I'm wonderful. I know it, because I hear me, and I like it. And I think it's wonderful. And I'm singing for myself. I'm singing for myself. And I'm laughing for myself. And I'm kind for myself. I'm not kind to make somebody else happy. I'm kind because that's my nature. I'm kind because I just love being kind. I love being gentle. I love being generous. I love being thoughtful. I love being open. I love being tender and sensitive and caring, but not touched. That's a big difference, you know. We don't want to be touched by the world about us because sometimes people may not be totally flowing with us like they should be because they're our creation, you know. And we look at them, we say, oh my goodness sake, why are you doing that? And then we say, hey, that's okay. If I see you doing that, I'm doing it. I better change my mind. No matter what goes on in the world, I better change my mind. Because I only see what I am. And if I see kindness everywhere, then I'm kindness. If I see people doing things that are not beneficial to them, you know, whatever it may be, then that's me. How could I ever see anything in my world other than who I am inside of myself? And that's true. Now, are you strong enough to take responsibility for that? Oh, I didn't do it. They did it. They did it. The other countries in the world, you know, No, it's us. What do we see? I mean, we call Jesus a wonderful teacher and so forth, and yet we don't even listen. He says, it is done unto you according to your belief. What is our belief? Our belief is that I like me. Our belief is that, hey, I'm a pretty good guy. I'm a pretty good girl, you know? Hey, I'm a wonderful being. Hey, I like me. And you don't have to say it out loud. You can whenever you're alone, but shout it out when you're alone. But when you're with people, be that way. Like yourself. Walk in there, not superior, not overlording it with everybody, but just like yourself. And people will look at you and they'll say, ah, it's so pleasant to be around you. You're so self-confident. You're so poised. You like yourself. How can you like yourself all the time when the world is going to pot like it is? Well, I didn't notice. You didn't notice the world's going to pot? No. Well, it's obvious. Yes. It's obvious if that's what you want to look for. And you know, see this little sprout of grass? It's coming up too. That's obvious. Did you see that? See that little bird standing on the branch there, singing his heart out, saying, listen to me, it's a wonderful world. Tweet, 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 tweet. Listen to me, listen to me. And the little worm crawling in out of the ground. And the snake going across the road, and the traffic going by, missing it totally. The snake goes in and out before the traffic touches it, you know. And in between the car wheels, in between, untouched. Now, what a magical consciousness that little snake must have, you know. And how many frogs have you seen running across the road that didn't get squashed? Those frogs had good consciousness. The ones who got squashed are the people, the frogs, with the consciousness of squashing, you know. Now you say, my goodness, that doesn't sound so nice. But no, there's nothing wrong with that. We all have a right to live our life and our world exactly like we want to. And if you want to die early in life, that's okay. Because who knows what dimensions and experiences you have in your heart, that you're done, you know. And if you want to live a long, long time, that's good. But hey, live in a long, long time in a healthy body, you know. Live in a healthy mind. Live in a healthy beingness, you know. And that's the kindest thing we can do for ourselves and the kindest thing we can do for others. I had a friend, and she said to me, well, you know, that person is mentally unbalanced. And I thought to myself, you say that person's mentally unbalanced, that means you are. Because I can't say that to them because they don't always understand that. But that's what you are. So the moment you start saying to yourself, everybody in this world is mentally balanced. Everybody in this world is happy, harmonious, abundant, joyful, healthy, you know, all these good things. Then that's what you are. And do not allow any appearances to shadow your eyes. Do not allow any appearances to come in and give you a false impression that you're going to believe. You create your own appearances. And kindness is one of the joyous things that you can create. And you create it by liking yourself. Are you kind to yourself? No. If you don't like yourself, you're not kind to yourself. If you're kind to yourself, you like yourself. Really? Really? So, I am whole and perfect. I am whole and perfect all of the time. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am perfect, perfect all the time. I am perfect all the time. My mind is alive with a climb. I am happy, I'm happy, I'm happy all the time. And my mind is vital all the time. June is busting out all over. It's just about June, you know. Just a couple more days and it's going to be June. So be ready for that magic that June brings with it, that everything is going to sparkle in your mind, your heart, your life, and you are going to think that you are the most happy, fulfilled, joyous person on the face of the earth. And you are so lucky. You are so lucky. You are so lucky. Boy, are you lucky. You don't even know how lucky you are. You don't. But I do, because I see you like me. And I like me, and I'm a happy guy. So now, you just take that and put it in your craw and chew on it. Mm-hmm. And chew it good. Masticate it good. 20 times for each mouthful. Ho, 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 ho. We would be the healthiest, fantasticest people in the world if we would just follow that little edict of 20 times the chew every piece of food. So you all have a lovely day, and know that, boom, Rex sat down. Know that I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.